In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for those most lost souls. The lesson for today's Mass comes from the epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to Titus. Dearly beloved, the goodness and kindness of God our Savior appeared not by the works of justice which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the laver of regeneration and renovation of the Holy Ghost, whom he hath poured forth upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we may be heirs according to the hope of life everlasting in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the continue. This concludes the lesson from the Blessed Apostle Paul to Titus. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, the continuation thereof according to St. Luke. At that time, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem. Let us see the word that is come to pass, which the Lord hath showed to us." They came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. And seeing, they understood the word that had been spoken to them concerning this child. And all that heard wondered at those things that were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thus concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. You may be seated. At the conclusion of this Mass, we will have you having another Mass for the repose of the soul of Al Gomez. So please continue to keep him within your prayers as well. He served this church quite a long time with the gifts that God has given him, particularly that of music and a song. Today we're still going through this beautiful time of the Easter, or rather the Christmas octave, one of the greatest octaves of the entire church. And so as we're still meditating upon these sacred mysteries, it's important to see what our Lord is doing for us in this day. We have the opportunity again to look at the very gospel that we would have for the Mass at dawn. That's what the readings are taken from, the very Mass at dawn of Christmas Day. And so we join in this day, which is the only day within the octave that is not assigned a particular saint, a particular other celebration that is here. Remember, after the birth of Christ, we had the feast of St. Stephen, which was trumped this year by the Sunday. So the first martyr, Christ, who is born in salvation of the world, he's born to die. And so the next day is celebrated the first martyr of the church, one who is like unto the Christ in every single way, his death mirroring the death of our Lord upon the cross. Then we move into the next day, which is that of John the Beloved we had on Monday. And in that day, we see how the beloved disciple is the one that all of us are called to be, that through the death, he has purchased for us an opportunity to be beloved ones of God. And so we are to have that belovedness within us, and then to share that belovedness, that love with others, showing that each one is our neighbor, and to treat each one as Christ, as we too have become Christ in his belovedness within us. Then we moved on to the Feast of the Holy Innocents, where those little children who gave their lives unknowingly, unable to speak or even really to think, but testifying by their very presence that God himself was coming, and so they are too counted among the saints in this beautiful way. Yesterday, we had the Feast of St. Thomas a Becket, this great saint of the church who defended the freedoms of the church, and today happens to be nothing of as far as the worth of what this church implores us to call the saints, where tomorrow we pick up again with St. Sylvester, one of the great popes. Now, during this time, we're looking at the shepherds when they come to greet the Christ child. It's important for you and me to make sure that we spend a little time each day, particularly during this octave, yes, during the whole 12 days of Christmas and even beyond, to make sure that we spend some time here with our Lord in the creche. You see, each of us are here given the grace to be able to come to know Christ, come to see him today. All the time we focus upon our Lord as he's always presented for us in our difficulties upon the cross. We see him suffering. We see him on death. We see the wounds that our sins have inflicted upon him and the cruelties of the world where they seek to give him no succor or no love. Well, here, we put all that, as it were, outside of our mind for a moment, and just to wonder at this Christ child, to see how he is salvation incarnate who is here before us, to greet him just as Anna did within the temple, to see there that Christ child, 40 days of life only within him there, yet extending his whole life beyond all ages, and being the ages of ages in this moment, and yet here he is, Christ child, the salvation of the world, and to wonder at what this could mean, and what this could mean for you and me if we fully embrace him all the more to come. He's laying there before us with his arms extended. In that extension, it's beautiful, the image that we have there is that he's reaching out toward you and me, asking us to lift him, to take him into our arms, to hold him close to our bosom, to give him those cariños and those touches, because he's so innocent. He wishes us to take him literally into ourselves and to spend this time a blessed octave in order to contemplate him. And yet he is the King of Glory, the Prince of Peace, the High Priest. And so he extends his arm not only to be embraced and to embrace us, but that he might bless us. And so to receive the blessing that is this Christ child. Here before us we have a young child, not as young as our Lord was in these days, but yet in the same way to contemplate the mysteries of what God has given us in these ones, the innocence that he has there for us. And so to ask our Lord here in the time of adoration, the beauty of this ancient Mass, just to adore him, to be there in silence. Yes, our Lord is being represented in his holy sacrifice upon the altar, just like he ceaselessly is each and every day and will continue on until the end of time. Yet spend some time just contemplating our Lord. Realize that the actions that happen on the altar today, the high altar as we offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass, are the very actions of this Christ child, the very reason for which he came, and the very act of salvation which his name bears. Come, make haste, as did the shepherds do, to see that all the things the angels, the messengers of God have told you about him is indeed true. He is with us, the Emmanuel, the God who comes to save us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.